Welcome to the Cashflow and Manifestation Project podcast. My name is Katie Smith, and I am a manifestation and mindset coach. I'm a mom who successfully took one of those little side hustles and built it into a six-figure business with the tools of manifestation and some spiritual woo. Every week, I'll share uplifting conversations, interviews, and talks centered on unlocking your inner magic, pushing past limits, and creating a reality even wilder than your dreams. If you enjoy listening to topics on money, mindset, and manifesting, then you've come to the right place. I'm obsessed with helping women transform to their next level of freedom and wealth. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Now let's begin. Hey friend, if you're anything like me, you might have hit the point where you feel tired of your money situation. It feels like your money is stuck in a rut, but you're ready to attract more cash flow effortlessly without requiring any more work, your time, or having to post three times a day. I get it because I've been there. And that is why I have created my Manifest Money Everyday Guide. I used to have all sorts of doubts and limiting beliefs around money. You know those sneaky little money blocks that hold us back from living our best lives financially? Yes, those. But with my money guide in your hands, it's like having a personal money coach right at your fingertips. Now, let me set this straight. This is not your typical stuffy financial advice within this money guide, because all of that stuff is kind of a waste of time. It's more like chatting with a friend who totally gets where you're coming from. And let me tell you, it's jam-packed with practical tips and exercises that help you identify those sneaky money blocks and get rid of them for good. But here's the best part. This is all around rewiring your brain to attract money with ease. It's like flipping a switch in your brain and suddenly you start seeing opportunities everywhere. It's like the universe starts sending you cash flow your way without you doing anything more than releasing your own personal money blocks. Yes, it's that simple. Imagine waking up every morning with a sense of excitement, confidence, assurance, knowing that money is flowing into your life effortlessly because you said so. That's the kind of vibe my money guide brings, a feeling of abundance and possibility. So if you're ready to say goodbye to those annoying money blocks and hello to a life of financial abundance, do yourself a favor and grab a copy of my Manifest Money Everyday Guide today. Trust me, your bank account will thank you later. You can find the link in the show notes. Now let's head into the episode. We are back with another episode. Thank you so much for being here. Come on in, come on in. Let's get cozy and let's talk about a little hack that I have used and I have been sharing with students and clients of mine, and it's blowing people's mind. Okay. So let's just like get cozy, get ready to talk about how to make our affirmations stick. I've said this like so many times on this podcast, and I used to say affirmations in front of the mirror in the Superman pose. Like, I did that starting in 2020, when my whole entrepreneurial journey started. And I am still not a millionaire, by the way. And I've been telling myself I'm a millionaire for going on 4 years, okay? So trust me, I know how it feels to look yourself in the mirror, maybe even give yourself a high five like Mel Robbins does, which does work, by the way, for boosting your confidence and self-esteem. But I know what it feels like when you're like, I'm doing all the things, but it hasn't worked. It hasn't happened yet. Now, we also have to take that with a grain of salt. Just because you're not a millionaire doesn't mean other things haven't happened. Doesn't mean you haven't had mental shifts. Doesn't mean you've never made another dime. Do you know what I mean? Like, things have happened and you have to honor that and respect that. But here is a tip for you when you are trying to have your affirmations become your reality, because affirmations really only work if they evoke an emotion. So if they activate you is what I like to say. There is a feeling behind the words you are saying. That's the trick. That's the secret sauce to affirmation. So even though I was standing in the Superman pose, which does something to your brain, and looking myself in the mirror and saying these things, I still wasn't having a feeling behind it. And that has a lot to do with my belief system, all of our belief systems. If we're not seeing our affirmations come to fruition, it's a belief system and a nervous system problem. Now, I say that word lightly, problem. Don't think like, oh my gosh, Katie said I have a problem. Like, what do I do now? No, but here's a little tip and a hack for you to make your affirmations more potent and bring in a feeling. So this is it. It's really fun. And like, it's probably something you haven't heard before, because I honestly haven't heard a lot of people talk about this. And I'm like, dude, this shit works. Everyone needs to know about it. So what I want you to do is I want you to throw out your current affirmations. If you have them written down, whatever, I want you to rewrite them. And this is how you are going to do it. So it's not like I'm saying start with brand new affirmations. You can use the same affirmations if you love them and you feel an attachment to them. but I want you to write them out again. And this is how I want you to do this. I want you to go turn on your favorite song. It can be whatever song. If it's like Baby Shark that gets you going because it reminds you of the kids, like, honestly, I doubt it. But if it's that, if it's like freaking Shakira, if it's Metallica, I don't know what your thing is. Maybe it's old school 90s country. Pick a favorite song that like you cannot sit still when you hear it. You're like, let's freaking go. Like, have you seen those like reels where like people are like professional dancers and their favorite song comes on and they're trying to have a conversation. They're like playing it out, but like they're hearing the song and they're like, I can't stop moving my body. That's what I'm talking about. I want you to get that song. I want you to put it on however loud you possibly can. And I want you to dance for like 30 seconds. Move your body. Now, that can be you twerking, shaking your booty if you got it in you. That could be you just moving your shoulders. But it's got to be intentional, right? The whole purpose here is to raise your energy level. Get things moving. Energy is emotion all the time. So let's move it out. Let's shake it out. Let's get in a vibe, right? So like, have fun with this. If you want to go for the entire length of the song, girl, you do that. It's only going to help. And shake your wrist out, shake your booty, dance, just have fun. Literally, I'm literally telling you to have fun and have some you time with a song. 30 seconds at least. If you can do the whole song, you are crushing it. Then from that place, you're going to go to your pen and paper and you are going to write out your affirmations and you are going to feel them and you're going to have a different reaction to them because you just had so much fun. Literally, it's proof. I'm walking proof of it. My clients and students are walking proof of it because you're coming from a different energy. So now you're going to be like, okay, so like, what's this have to do with it, with when I now tell myself the affirmations later in that day or tomorrow, whatever. What's going to happen is when you read your affirmations, wherever you place them, wherever you keep them, you're going to remember that high vibe. You're going to remember writing them in a different state than you've ever written them before. And that is going to connect you to the feeling state and your energy is going to match. That is the secret. Like literally, I should be charging people for this information because it's so simple. But this is the stuff that people don't talk about, but it's energy. It's just the energy work when you can then remind yourself of the memory of when you were in high vibe, when you can see something and it brings you back to that time, you instantly match that. Just like when a scent comes up, you smell something and it brings you back to that memory as a child. Maybe it was grandma's cooking, or maybe it's a song and you get brought back to that time the first time you heard it, or when a really awesome memory went down with it. Like that happens to me all the time with like me as a kid in high school and college, my wedding, you know, and it's like, wow, you instantly go back to that time. You're literally reliving that. And that can serve you and it can also not serve you. If it's not a fun memory, if it's not a fun energetic place that you are now triggered by, I say trigger kind of loosely, but like you're triggered by, that is the magic here. So I want to know if you're going to do this. I want a song you like dance to, like no shame over here. You know what I do? Super Bass by Nicki Minaj. Oh my gosh, I can get down to that song. Like that came on in the car the other day. And thank the Lord I was by myself. I blasted that so loud. People probably thought I was like a loony bird. It's just like, I can't sit still when I hear that song. If you have not heard that song, do yourself a favor and like turn it on and just shake your little booty. Why not? No one's watching. And if they are, maybe they're going to be like, dude, I want what that chick's having. What is she taking? And you're like, oh, just, you know, moving my body, gratitude, having fun. That's the vibe. I love it. Okay. And I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who has left me a 5-star review, who has messaged me telling me how much they're getting out of the podcast. Like you don't even know what that means to me. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'd love to hear more so that I can keep the good stuff coming. And I just love that you're here with me today. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. I'll see you here next week. Bye. If you loved what you heard today, please share with me by dropping me a review below. It lets me know to keep the good stuff flowing your way and more abundance all around. And if you're not following me on socials yet, head over to Facebook and join my exclusive free community of epic souls who are trying to manifest their dream life in 2024. I love and adore you and can't wait to catch up with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and make some magic happen.